Hello and welcome to International Report. A team of scientists from the Sorbonne University in Paris have created a virtual acoustic simulation of a concert that was held in 2013 in the famed Notre-Dame Cathedral. The simulation could play an important role in the reconstruction of the Notre-Dame Cathedral, which suffered significant damage in a fire this April. Dinanjay Kadilkar has this report from Paris.
This recording could play an important role in the reconstruction efforts of the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris, which suffered extensive damage in a fire on April 15. It's a virtual acoustic simulation of a concert that was held in the Notre Dame Cathedral in 2013 as part of the monument's 850th anniversary celebrations.
Having made the measurements, we have kind of a documentation of the state of the acoustics of the cathedral quite recently. The same lab that I'm in also had done some measurements in the late 80s, so we even have kind of a state of the evolution of the acoustics in that time. So what that serves is it provides the whole team involved in the restoration of at least a reference point of what the acoustics of the cathedral are. Then they can decide whether or not it's interesting to try to preserve the acoustic state of the room or to go for different acoustics or a different time in history. And that we're able to look at, for example, with this virtual model, we can make changes to the geometry and changes to the materials in the cathedral and see what the impact on the acoustics is.
Brian Katz of the Institut Jean-Laurent d'Alembert at Sorbonne University led a team of scientists to create a virtual acoustic reconstruction of the Notre Dame Cathedral. The simulation used closed microphone recordings of the concert done by the National Conservatory of Music. The virtual acoustic simulation project started in 2013. It was part of a French national project aiming to improve 3D audio over headphones for the mass market.
As one of the partners was the conservatory, they were actually doing a recording for the project of this concert performance at Notre Dame, and we decided to use this as a test case to see how accurate of an acoustic virtual model of the cathedral could we get, and could we recreate the experience of hearing the concert that was available just for the people who came to the concert.
The virtual acoustic model enables researchers to look into the acoustical past and future of the monument.
For example, like we did on a project of the Abbey of Saint-Germain-des-Prés, we can look at what the acoustics was 1,000 years ago by seeing how the decoration of the cathedral has changed and the furniture has changed. And we can also go forward and see if the architects want to propose changes in the shape of the vault or different materials, if they want to do something in glass or any of the other artistic ideas in the restoration. We can put those into our geometrical acoustic model and see how the acoustics is affected. So it works both as a look to the future and also a look to the past. If we want to restore it, we want to restore it to what period or to what conditions.
So how was this virtual model created?
What we do is first we create a geometrical model. So that can be starting with blueprints and photos or laser scans, for example, to get the geometry of the space. And then for every surface in the geometrical model, we have to define what the acoustic properties of that material are. And that is started again by looking at visually what it is or measuring what the acoustics of the material are. And then, as in we did with Notre Dame, we did measurements of the acoustics of the space in general. Then we can tailor and fine-tune the computer model so that we get the same acoustic parameters that we're able to measure. And then we have confidence in the computer model that it can recreate the acoustics for any source at any position in the space.
Interestingly, the virtual simulation was turned into a new experience. Sitting on a magic carpet and flying around the cathedral, experiencing the same sounds and their interactions with the architecture at different places in the monument.
Since we have a real calibrated virtual model of the acoustics of the cathedral, once we can validate its performance, then with the musicians placed where they are, we can now move around and hear how the acoustics changes in different parts of the cathedral. We could also change the configuration of the orchestra to hear what would happen if they were seated in or placed in different places. We can also change the music that's played. We could take recordings of another orchestra done in the same way and hear what they would sound like playing in the cathedral.
The virtual auditory reality techniques developed by Brian Katz and his team have other important applications too. For example, tools based on the acoustic geometry relation can help the visually impaired improve navigation in new interior surroundings. This is the topic of their new national research project called Rasputin. Dhananjay Khadilkar, RFI, Paris.